Welcome to the Awakening to Abundance podcast. I'm your host, Athena. This podcast is more than a podcast. It's a transformative journey designed to help you awaken to your abundance, for you to discover what living the fullness of life means to you. As always, we're jumping right in with today's episode.
Oh, so good. Okay. So can you tell us a little bit more and maybe even show us, if possible, the different gongs that you have in your office and that you use in your work, and then a little bit more about each one is connected to a planet or resonates more in our heart or any and everything for people who have never, ever heard of gongs being helpful with all of this?
Yeah, first I'll just describe the different gongs because I've curated. I've got over a dozen gongs now. Not all gongs are equal. There's many different types of gongs. Gongs just as you walk by to announce yourself going into a temple. They've been used in Asia to announce the gods, used for ceremony and healing and spiritual pursuits for thousands of years. But the gongs that I chose that I resonate most with are planetary tuned symphonic gongs. So that's where the word cosmosonic comes from, because, for example, I'll walk around and show you. The first gong I ever got was the sun gong, and you can see the symbol of the sun, which is also the symbol for gold. So the sonic alchemy is to help us to amplify the gold in the more dense parts, the lead, so to speak. So that's what alchemists do. So this is a tune to our sun, and it's more of our conscious self, the vitality, our vital life force. It can help to amplify that in the system or bring light to areas that where our shadows are. And then over here, I've got Earth. So you can see the symbol of Earth here, and this one helps us to ground the higher aspects of our being so that we're not just blown out in la-la land and woo-woo, but we can really embody the wisdom and the medicine that can be titled out there. So these gongs will affect certain parts of our neurology. So for example, Mother Earth would be more of a first chakra so that we can really root to rise, so that we feel safe and that we feel grounded. So I'll just play a little bit of this. And the beautiful healing harmonics is 432 hertz. And that frequency is incredible to help us to entrain or find coherence when we're out of tune. So that will be Mother Earth. And then I have some other gongs that this one here is Italian, and its main frequency is 111 hertz, 111. So that helps us to find balance in the nervous system. And each gong has multiple tones, harmonics, overtones, they're called. So not just one frequency, but multiple. And that helps the brain to kind of relax and to let go, because the brain can't technically figure it out, doesn't know what to do with all these overtones and harmonics. So it, over time, it has to just surrender and let the sound do its thing. So that's what's beautiful too. So here's, you can see a rose on here. This is called a desert rose stargate. So just like there's gateways on the spine that I touch as a chiropractor to help amplify what's connected, what's working, instead of trying to adjust what's out of place necessarily, not wrong, but it's just what I vibrate with. These are powerful sonic gateways to help us entrain to more harmony. And then this one over here, this one that looks like an eye, is called, this is a universal heart gong, the spiritual eye of the heart. And it's tuned to the heart, it's tuned to F and F sharp, so it's a beautifully tuned gong. And helping us to return to our center, but also the different tones will stimulate energy channels. So I'll just let you hear this. And then I'll just lay people down on this table that has infrared heat and pulse electromagnetic frequencies that make the body really receptive. So that when you're laying down, your nervous system is receptive and able to entrain with the different harmonics and tones and frequencies. This vibrational medicine, this one tunes the higher heart, that one's Mercury, so maybe more up the throat chakra, a messenger of the gods connecting, helping you to receive the messages from those other bodies, the other nine bodies beyond the physical. We've got Chiron. This can affect the lower triangle, the lower chakras. Yeah, so each gong, they're curated. These are curated for my office, but when I do a workshop, I may bring up to 13 gongs. And I will do workshops that are based on powerful cosmic nodes of transformation. Like, for example, summer solstice, or the next one I have coming up is on the spring equinox. So these are already powerful gateways that our ancestors have been aligning with for centuries, for millennia, because they know the veil is thin, they know there's an alignment with our solar bodies, our planets, and when those align at certain aspects, we can tap into that alignment. Like I said before, as above, so below, as within, so without. And as the universe, so the soul. So that's the full wisdom, goes back to ancient Egypt. And that's what I love to bring to my medicine, to each individual session, to each class, to workshop, and eventually to my retreat space, which is in New Mexico.
And have you thought about doing anything online, or... because it is such a experiential thing, because you can literally feel the vibrations in person, you tend to want to just do things in person.
For now, I think it's the ceremonious and the ritual is such a beautiful way to bring community together. And yes, taking it online can open that up. And eventually, yes, you got to have the right mics and the right technology to really amplify so you can feel the resonance. There's plenty of online sound baths that are incredible. I listen to them. So I think eventually I'll have that set up. But personally, right now, coming out of COVID, when we were isolated from each other and we knew how harmful that was, not being able to see our family and just the angst that it created and the kind of shutting down, I think it's important to come together in community. And that's how we heal in community. We're social beings. So at the moment, yes, it's in person until probably when I get my retreat space and have the technology and the things set up there, that'll be a way to bring people in so they can feel the experience on a deeper level.
Is there anything else that you can think of that you would like to share with us?
Yes, I would just love to share that anytime fear of the unknown or the future comes up, is to really embrace the uncomfortable and find the wisdom, find the gift, find the beauty in it. Because there's so much out there to distract us. There's so many things like, oh, Armageddon and this and that, and things to be fearful. And that will just create a nervous system that's more in that fight or flight or freeze. So if you can look at life and these changes with curiosity, to even like, if you fall down and bang your knee, you're like, oh wow, maybe that stopped me from getting in the car and having an even more traumatic accident. Try to find the gift even in this time of great change, so that when you come out, emerge As a butterfly, your wings are open and you're curious. Stay even in the uncomfortable, stay curious, stay open-minded. I use the Ho'oponopono every day, as you know, the huna, the ancient wisdom from the Hawaiian with myself. Oh, I love you. I feel you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. Every day when somebody cuts me off in traffic or when I feel myself getting triggered or when somebody's shouting or the left and the right are fighting each other, when I can come from that space, my nervous system can shift someone outside of me. Because when you come from that place, sometimes you don't even know the person who was angry and coming at you with anger, all of a sudden they can't match. If you're not matching that frequency, their body doesn't know what to do with it and they can shift and they have no idea why. How did I go from anger to like, what am I doing? So I think that's important. And yeah, embrace these incredible changes. Right now we're in this eclipse portal to the end of August where we're going to have some more eclipses. The next one is coming up. March 3rd will be a lunar eclipse. So here in California at night, if we're out under the full moon, we'll be able to see it if it's clear. So this eclipse portal is like an acceleration of light, bringing light to our shadows and darkness. We're seeing that with all these things being brought to light with the files and all this. We're starting to see and become aware of how things have been only serving a few. And it's now time to holistically say, look, how can we thrive instead of just surviving? Been there, done that. So I'm ready. I choose to thrive, and that's what I choose to bring to my workshops and in my sessions. So.
Thank you for that. So I have two ending questions. The first is thinking about abundance as the fullness of life. What is your current abundance? And this can be as big or small as you want it. We'll start there.
My current abundance? I always have an abundance of curiosity, an abundance of finding the coherence in the chaos. I mean, I'm human. Like, I have my bad days too. I'm like, oh, wow. Okay, thanks for bringing that to my attention. But having that abundance of curiosity and availability to stay open and to look at the beauty and being self-reflective. My deepest desire is to actually be of service and not harm. I can't even, the ants that are walking around my office, I can't even step on them, or like I try to vacuum them up and then take them and then spread them outside. So, that's my heart space. My deep desire is not to hurt another sentient being or even my plants and whatnot. So I have that. That's the abundance I'm in. And the abundance this year is to steer that physically into my sanctuary space in New Mexico and have geodesic domes there where people can gather, a huge dome, like a massive dome that's just the periphery inside full of gong. So we can come together not only for ceremony, but for sound, for movement, for yoga, for dance, just to feel the energy of a geodesic dome, that energy that circulates and that sacred geometric shape. That's this year. And then writing about my near death awakening. And getting that into a book so that I can
Nice.
share that with the world.
Perfect, because that was going to be my second question. What are you manifesting? And so it sounds like this space in New Mexico and all of that, and then also the book. So that's perfect.
I have the space, I have the blueprints. Now it's creating the structures. So that's why I'm frequently traveling from California through Joshua Tree, Sedona to Santa Fe. This route that's on my astro cartography, my astrology physical line, when you look up the astrology, is actually from Los Angeles, Joshua Trees, Sedona, and Santa Fe. I didn't know that. And so it makes sense why I'm driving that route in the physical. So I love astrology. It's just so beautiful, the depth of
Thank you again, Christopher, for being here on the podcast.
Thank you. I so appreciate you and allowing me to share myself with you and your gifts. So I appreciate you and all that you bring.
Thank you for listening to this podcast episode and being part of this community. I want to hear from you. Email me at podcast@abundancewithathena.com or DM me on Instagram at abundancewithathena. and share with me your stories. And until next time, keep awakening to the abundance that's always within you.